In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, this week I was taking Holy Communion at William Harper House, and I took down with me about 30 of these Bibles, which was very heavy. I wanted the folks there to be able to choose a hymn from the hymn book. Any hymn, I said. So they chose Amazing Grace, which I thought was interesting out of all the hymns that they should choose that hymn. And so this morning I just want to say a few words about Amazing Grace, because it's a wonderful, magnificent hymn that speaks to us about the message of Easter very, very clearly. There was a wonderful program on it this week on the television. Did any of you see it? Well, there we are. I could have just shown it, really. It's a wonderful, wonderful hymn, and talks about John Newton, who was a slave trader. And in this particular year, when we're remembering the abolition of the slave trade, well, the legislation, which happened 200 years ago, it's a good time to remind ourselves of what John Newton knew about the grace and the mercy of God. John Newton was an impetuous young man. His father was a sea captain, and he was supposed to go to sea with his father, but instead he fell in love with a girl and missed his father's ship sailing off and stayed with this young lady. And his father was not pleased. And because he had missed going to sea with his father, he ended up getting caught by a press gang and put into the Navy. Let this be a lesson to errant children who do not listen to their parents. If you do not listen to your parents, you too might end up, as John Newton did eventually, in slavery himself. He ended up on this ship, and he was put in irons, and he lived a woeful and miserable life as a practical slave. And when you look back at the words that he wrote, and that saved a wretch like me, and the dangers and the toils and the snares that he's been through, you can imagine his life as a slave. And his life as a slave trader followed that imprisonment. He was freed, and he ended up sailing around the Guinea coast as a slave trader, engaging in all the things that slave traders did. The abuse of the slaves and the women slaves. He talks in one of his pamphlets about a baby who was making a noise. They threw it overboard. A terrible, terrible life that he lived, and as a slave trader, the abuse that was going on. But one night there was a storm on the ship, and as a result of the storm and the closeness that he felt to God when the storm subsided and he was safe, he went through a religious experience, a kind of a conversion. And he began to be a God-fearing man. Interestingly enough, being a God-fearing man did not deter him from making a lot of money out of the slave trade. He continued to practice being a slave trader. And I just think that's interesting, that we can have a sincere religious faith and yet be completely misguided and do things which are terribly wrong. And it's a lesson to all of us, that we can sometimes have blind spots. And you can see this going through the history of Christianity in the way that we treated not just slaves, but women and others. And certainly Newton was one of those people who had a blind spot. But eventually he left his service as a slave trader and became a minister. And he worked from Liverpool. He preached in Chilwell Parish Church, which was a church I used to go to before I went to the much more exciting Methodist church down the road. And that was much more fun for me. But he worshipped at Chill Valley Parish Church. He preached there. And he became a priest in the Church of England at Olney. And he was there for 15 years. And at one stage was writing a hymn a week. And apparently in his hymns, he mentioned the word grace in three quarters of the hymns that he wrote. Grace was such an important message for him. And he was at Olney, he was a priest there. He wrote in 1772 this wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace, when he was 47 years old. I'm 47 too. We have something in common. At 47, he wrote Amazing Grace. And then he eventually went to London, where he was influential in the life of William Wilberforce, who was, of course, that great campaigner who was instrumental in bringing about the legislation for the abolition of the slave trade. And, of course, Newton was able to speak to Wilberforce of his own personal experiences. And he wrote pamphlets about what the slave trade was like. And he could talk about how he used to put the slaves in thumbscrews and things. And he looked back on his life and realised how bad he had been and the mistakes that he had made, all from personal experience. The programme that was on this week was done by Rick Wakeman, and it was a wonderful programme in which he showed how the words of Amazing Grace related so much to Newton's own personal experience of life. He talked about, for instance, when it says, God's grace has brought me safe thus far and he will lead me home. He talked about how that was so resonant of a small pilot's boat that would lead the big ships into the harbour safely. So that a ship that had been out to sea for many, many months and been through dangerous waters, when they got to the entrance of the harbour, of course they had to navigate through sandbanks and not become a wreck, and the pilot ship would lead them safely home. And you can see grace doing the same thing to him in his life, leading him through his life and instructing him and enabling him to come back to a true faith in God. It's a wonderful story of Newton, but of course it's a story for all of us. Each one of us can look back on times in our life when we've been through dangers, when we've been through toils and snares, difficult times. Each one of us can see that we've made mistakes and done silly things. And yet we can see in God the grace and forgiveness to live life afresh and anew. Very few of us will have lived lives of debauchery and licentiousness that John Newton lived. But we can all resonate with this story of being given a second chance. Easter is Second Chance Sunday. It's an opportunity to realise that God forgives us and allows us to have new opportunities and a new start. Not because we're good. John Newton certainly wasn't good. But because God is good and because God loves us as his children. So Easter is this wonderful opportunity. We remember that because of the death of Christ and his forgiveness shown to all humankind, every single one of us can have hope for the future. John Newton was able to write on his epitaph, John Newton, once an infidel, a servant of slaves in Africa, but by the rich mercy of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith. Not because of who he was, but because of the merciful love and grace of God. Amen. Now we're going to take just a few moments to sit quietly and listen to a beautiful version of some of the words of Amazing Grace as a time of reflection this Easter.
Bye.
John Newton knew the grace of sins forgiven, and he knew that because of God's forgiveness, he had no need to fear in meeting God. And now we come before God in prayer, as we're led by Warwick in our prayers this morning, knowing that we can come with confidence before our Heavenly Father. Amen.